And I guess a number of years ago, they started a church with a pastor and his wife. The pastor and his wife got divorced, closed the church. Their son, 22 years of age, was killed yesterday as well. And a drunk girl, 16, hit him. And so much sad news, it's amazing. And but we got lots to be thankful for, amen?
Amen.
Who's thankful for something today?
Yes.
All right. Thankful you're saved?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Did you tell God today that you are thankful that he saved you?
Amen.
Did
amen.
You today? Amazing. Amazing. We had the privilege on Tuesday Tuesday night, our TV wasn't working, so I phoned, who did I phone? Cox News. And this lady answered, and I said, where are you at? She said, I'm in the Philippines. So she was on the phone like for half an hour with us. We never did get the TV working. But anyway, and I told her my story about Elaine dying and so on, all the Filipino nurses we had. And I said, I told these 50 nurses that Elaine had, I told them all how they could know for sure they were going to heaven. And I asked, asked her, would you like me to tell you how to go to heaven? She said, I'd like that. Went through the whole plan of salvation. She was a sinner and how we deserve to go to hell and all that. I said, would you like to pray and accept Jesus? She said, I would. And she did. Sometimes you wonder, some of these situations, you wonder, did they really get saved or not? The Bible seems to indicate that it's really simple, like a child. My daughter, middle daughter, she was 4 years old when she got saved. She still stands on that. 4 years old. If a four-year-old can understand and get saved, surely a lady in the Philippines over the phone can get saved. Do you believe that?
Amen.
And I told her I'll never meet you on this planet, but I sure look forward to seeing you in heaven. And I want to teach on character today, and I'm struggling with teaching it. But anyway, turn to Genesis chapter 37. We'll look at the life of Joseph and... We prayed already, so thank you, Pastor, for praying. Yes, by all means, stand up. Genesis chapter 37. Let's read the first five verses. Since I was here, I've had a couple of eye surgeries done, and I sort of see half double all the time. So there's about 200 people here this morning. But anyway, let's read. How do you do that here? Read together or what? And sure, let's read the first five verses together. All right, ready, begin. And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren, and the lad was with the sons of you pronounce the names if you want. Joseph brought to his father their evil report. Now Israel loved because he was a son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when the brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. God, I pray that you bless the reading this morning, bless the class this morning in Jesus' name. You may be seated. So a little bit of explanation on Joseph. That coat of many colors meant that he was part of leadership. Article I read that his coat had sleeves on it. His brother's coats did not have sleeves, which meant that Joseph was a leader over them. He would be replacing his dad. The coat of many colors also referred to leadership. The normal servants did not have that. Servants did not have coats with sleeves on them, did not have a coat with many colors, but Joseph did. Because of that, his brethren did not like him. We're going to look at four areas of character building this morning from the life of Joseph. God wants all of us to have character in our lives. And I think everywhere we look today, there's lacking character. Am I correct on that? Our politicians, I mean, my word. But it's a lot worse than that. It's in our churches. It's everywhere. There's just so little character. God uses a lot of different methods to get us to get character. If you're taking notes, write down to Ephesians 4, 14 and 15. Character is what guides you in your decisions. Character is what gives you direction, gives you stability, gives you a purpose for living. If you don't have character, you're going to be like the waves tossed to and fro. Am I right? And a lot of people go through that. But Joseph had character, and he developed character. The first point, if you're taking notes, was that he had character in spite of a bad family background. I read a statistic just a week ago. 70% of our young adults today are growing up in a messed up family. 70%. Either there's adultery involved, there's divorce involved, there's immorality involved. Just amazing amount of, we heard that on the news just this week, amazing amount of young men growing up without fathers. And they said a young man growing up with with just a mother, and I know mothers are great, and I know that sometimes that's what happens, father gets killed or whatever, but that's not the case in most cases. Fathers just take off. Or the fathers don't have time. I'm amazed how many men will go golfing instead of being with their wife or being with their children. Like, no character, no character. It's fine to bring them into the world, but then leave them. No character. We want to make sure that we have character. Joseph did not use his bad family background as an excuse for not having character. He had 11 brothers, all of them from a different woman than his mother. His brother, half-brother Reuben, committed adultery with his stepmother. Our families impact us on the negative or the positive. Am I correct? What kind of a family man are you? What kind of a family mother are you? What kind of a child are you? Do you have some character? Are you building some character? We need to be careful who our friends are. As your friends go, so go you. That's why it's wonderful to have a church where you can come to, where the majority of people will be pretty good, but you will find some people in church, including Western Hills Baptist Church, that don't have much character. Be careful, be careful. Am I right? But Joseph also had some positives. Now, his dad was a deceiver, as you know. But in Genesis 32, he had an encounter with God. If you want to read it, you can read it. Verse 24, it's where he wrestled with God all night. And we would probably call it a come to Jesus meeting. He had an encounter with God, and he surrendered to God and said, God, from now on, I'll try to be what you want me to be. I'll be the person you want me to be. I'll be obedient to you. Let me say this, a surrendered saint will always be a positive influence. If you're hanging out with somebody who's not surrendered to the Lord, keep them as a distant friend. and have a closer friend of somebody who is walking with the Lord, is surrendered to the Lord. That will mean that sometimes you will need to make decisions that are difficult. But if you have character, you will make a wise decision, a good decision. Right. Number three, Joseph had his God, of course. He spent a lot of time in the field with sheep and all that stuff, and he spent time with God. Hang around somebody that spends time with God. If you don't have time to spend some of your morning every day reading the Bible and praying, it's not because you don't have time, it's because you don't have character. Are you with me? You do it. Your best friend should be somebody that spends time with God every day. Listen to me. I'm not in a position to give advice if I haven't first got advice here. Are you with me? I don't care what the subject is. God already knows who I'm going to run across today. Am I right? God already knows that. And if I need to know something, and if I happen to be running across Dave, right? Dave today, and he might need something from this guy, if I've talked to God, he already will give it to me. That's how it works. But if we don't spend time with God, we don't have the character to get that. So number one, he didn't use his family as an excuse. He was faithful to God. Remember this. Joseph had no church. He didn't have Western Hills Baptist Church. He had no Bible. He had no positive friends, but he had character because he spent time with God. Are you with me? Number two, character developed through temptation. Joseph was sold into slavery at age 17, not even an adult, sold into slavery. I heard a story in the news last week. A young girl, 24 years of age, was having some mental issues, not mentally challenged, was having some, polar disorder, whatever it was. And she said, I'm not going to live with that. She went to the doctor. They gave her a needle and she died. 24. I was saying to my class in Winnipeg, I wonder if this 24-year-old, if I had had the opportunity of meeting her, or put your name in there, would she still have done what she did? Or would the fact that you'd spend time with God, do you think that's some kind of demonic activity? Of course it is. Of course it is. I could have introduced her to Jesus. The Holy Spirit would have come indwelling her. Am I right? Am I right with all of that? Would it have changed her destiny? It would have. It would have. How about you? Every day we run into people. Every day. I had my hair cut yesterday. Don't know if he did a good job or not, but anyway. And his name was Emmanuel. I witnessed to him. I said, do you know what your name means? He said, yeah, I do. Invited him to church. Said he might come. Who knows? Told him to read the gospel tract. Number two, character developed through temptation. Joseph got thrown in prison he was mistreated by his brothers. I was thinking about that. You find this in chapter 39. If I got thrown into prison, was mistreated by my 11 brothers, I don't know how I would respond. I don't always respond as nicely as I should. Don't look at me like that. We just sometimes don't. But Joseph, you don't see him complaining. You don't see him getting angry. You don't see him trying to get revenge. He was blessed in prison. Chapter 39, well, let's read a couple of verses there. Chapter 39, 1, 2, and 3. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard in Egypt, bought him off the hands. Verse 2, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he was prosperous in prison. Verse 3, and the master saw that the Lord was with him, and the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. In prison. God blessed him in prison. Do you think the same result would have happened if he had been complaining, if he had been bitter, if he had been angry, if he had been said, man, you wait till I get out of here, man, I'm going to get even with somebody. But he was prosperous. Satan doesn't like that kind of stuff. Verse 7, and it came to pass after many things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, lie with me. If you're serving the Lord and working with the Lord, Satan will not like it, and he will get after you. And the fact of the matter is, a lot of people, a lot, including Christians, fall by the wayside when they get an attack. But Joseph's character was on display. Look at verse 9. There's none, here's what he said, there's none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? I wonder if we would consider these things a little bit closer in our lives, so we'd be a little more careful. Just think this through. Here's a young man. By this time, he was probably about 22 years of age, 20, 22, whatever. Pharaoh's wife, I expect, was like Melania Trump, downright gorgeous. Because money allows you that. Number one, Pharaoh had the power to have any woman he wanted in the land. Right or wrong? All right? That's just normal thinking. She was probably very, very gorgeous. She tempted him. She probably was dressed suggestively, because that goes hand in hand with this kind of stuff. Right or wrong? Right. Yep. Here's a red-blooded young man who had the opportunity of sleeping with one of the most beautiful women in the land. But he said, but he had character. He had character. He said, no, I will not do that, because I serve a God who frowns on that. I serve a God that I'm trying to serve and please. I will not do that. Look at verse 11. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do the business, and there was none of the men in the house. And verse 12, and she caught him. She caught him. Write this down. Satan will never give up. You might win one battle. That does not mean that he'll leave. He'll be back. He'll be back. She caught him. She grabbed a hold of him. But Joseph said, I'm going to be loyal to my boss. I'm going to be loyal to my God. Listen to me. It's better to lose your coat than your purity. Better to lose your coat than your reputation. He was falsely accused of rape. Even Pharaoh had no character. Now, I don't know, we don't have time to delve into this. I don't know what choice Pharaoh had. Obviously, he was married to a Jezebel. But it says that Pharaoh loved Joseph. He loved what Joseph was doing, but he threw him in prison, maybe to appease his wife, I don't know. But he obviously didn't have a lot of character. Let me say this. Character is not determined by position. Lots of people in areas of leadership, whether it's in the church, whether it's in government, whether it's in business, that have no character. Develop character. Develop character. Character decides what you will do. It decides your destiny. It decides how you're going to respond. You already know ahead of time how you will respond.
Right.
How will you respond when a pretty lady comes your way? It doesn't apply only to the young men like Caleb here. By the way, Satan has enough women lined up to mess you up from now till eternity. And he'll try it. You can mark it down. But if you have character, it doesn't matter. Am I right or wrong? Very quiet here this morning. Well, so he was accused of rape. He went back to prison. Again, he showed character. No temper tantrum. What temptation are you facing? Will you be faithful? Faithful. Where is it where Paul says, Colossians 1, I think, thank you for your faithfulness. Can Western Hills Baptist Church depend on you for being faithful? What will it take for you to not come to Western Hills Baptist Church? Character will keep you here. Are you with me? Can I get an amen, or is that too? Am I stepping on toes now? Number three, success will try your character. How many people have not messed up once you become successful? Is it ever surprising to you how many pastors mess up after they become successful? Yeah. All of a sudden they're running 1,000 people in church. They don't need God anymore because they got, I remember a pastor, forget his name. He said, once you're running 500, money is no issue anymore. You run 1,000, definitely no issue. Church has all kinds of money. They can do what they want to do. And that's when Satan attacks, when you let the guard down. Am I right or wrong? Happens in business. Man, the amount of people I know in business that God blessed them, they became successful, made money, and all of a sudden, church is no longer important. I don't really need church. Of course, COVID helped with that. Now you have, whatever. So Joseph went from prison to palace overnight. He had a gift of interpreting dreams. He would dream dreams. He would interpret dreams. Just a side note, everybody here that's born again has received some gift from the Lord.
Amen. That's right.
The question is, am I using mine? Are you using yours? If God has blessed you financially, praise God for it. I'm very, very thankful for how God has blessed me financially. I think there's three things, I think I've said that here, required in order for you to be blessed financially as a Christian. Number one, you need to not be lazy.
Right.
Number two, you got to be a good steward of money. Be careful how many toys you buy. Number three, you got to be generous with the money you have. Most, listen to me, most Christians struggle in this area. After 13 years, he was now 30 years of age, 13 years from slavery to prison, falsely accused, temptation, now to success. During all of it, including in his success, he remained faithful. There was a total surrender to God. God, I am yours. Joseph didn't change from when he was in prison, in shackles, read that in, I have it written down somewhere, to now being the second in command. But Joseph remained the same. He remained loyal to God. He said, God, I'm yours. Whatever you have for me, I'm fine with that. I know that you look after me. I know that you love me. I know that you are always merciful to me. I know that you want to bless me, including in prison, and he did. If God happens to bless you with whatever it is, what if God blesses Western Hills Baptist Church with 200 members, and then maybe 250 members? Do you know what happens? Do you know what happens? For a little while, we stay faithful, but then there's 200 people there. It doesn't matter if I show up or not. And then you start losing the blessing that God is blessing on the church. If Western Hills starts growing, the problem will not be with the new members. The problem will be with the people sitting here right now.
Right.
They don't need me. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. Even if they don't need you, God needs you here. And more than that, you need God to bless you when you're here. Right or wrong?
Amen.
Amen? Expect God to show up. You expect God to show up Sunday mornings? We could look at excuses and Luke chapter 12, but we don't have time for it. So Luke chapter 14, 16 to 20. Excuses we can use why we don't have character. Excuses we can use why we don't go to church. The final test of character, my time is almost gone. Final test of character in Joseph's life. Can we forgive? Can we forgive? I remember, he was 17 years of age. He was now 30 years of age. He was thrown in a pit, sold into slavery, went to prison, was accused of a bunch of garbage, went back to prison. Now he's second in command. He survived the first three of temptation, of a bad family, of success. Can he survive the last one? Forgiveness. Turn to Genesis 41 and look at verse 51. Amazing thing it says. And Joseph called the name here. He's gotten married. He's got two boys. He called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God said, he
hath made me forget all my toil and all my father's house.
Can I say this? If you can't forgive, you can't forget. If you can't forgive, you can't forget. It says here, Joseph, I forgot at all my father's house. I forgave them. He says, I forgot about them. If he had not forgiven his brothers for what they had done to him, would he have survived the character test? He would number two in position. Listen to me. His brothers showed up. Joseph had the power to kill his brothers. He had the power to arrest his brothers. He had the power to not give them any food. He had ultimate power. The question is obvious. What would Don Swatsky have done? What would you have, Caleb, what would you have done? He could take revenge. Doesn't pay very well, but he showed that he forgave. Look at chapter 45. And Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he cried, asked everybody to leave so that he could cry with his brothers. He forgave them and he blessed them. A couple of things of advice about forgiveness. I wonder if there's anybody here sitting here today, maybe some young people that don't like their parents. You might have put some restrictions on you that you don't like. I've been dealing with young people for 50 years. All the years, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of young people that I've run into. Oh, they won't openly say they don't like their parents, but they don't like their parents. They can hardly wait to override what they tell them to do. Can hardly wait. Can you forgive? I've told you the story here, I think, of David and Bathsheba. David was dancing before the Lord. His wife, Michal, got upset, got mad at him. And it says in the Bible that she never had any children. Didn't say that God closed his womb, her womb. It says they never had children. It was because they never slept together again. Five chapters later, there's David married to an unforgiving wife, he being unforgiving, unrepentant, and he slept with Bathsheba. Do you think, if David and Michal had sat down and said, honey, I'm sorry. I messed up. I should not have done that. Would you please forgive me? Do you think the story about Bathsheba would be in the Bible? How about your life? Friends of yours that you know, they have an argument. And then a couple of years later, we're dealing with couples all the time that are going through divorce, all the time. No character. Let me ask you this. Who is there in your life that you refuse to forgive? Do you know that people will leave Western Hills Baptist Church because they'll get mad at somebody, maybe the preacher, and they will not forgive. They will not forgive. It's not that it was a major issue, but it becomes a tiny little seed, and it just keeps growing and growing and growing and growing. Am I right or wrong? You know of people. You know of people that have left this church because of that exact reason. You know of people that have gotten divorced for that exact reason, because they would not forgive. Will you? Will you? Will you have character? Will you have character in your life? God bless you. I went over time. Sorry, preacher.